Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 28th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of technology news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Biomed News Breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYS American, CLDI, announces 1-for-12 reverse stock split, effective August 5th. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., a clinical-stage biotechnology company, is implementing a 1-for-12 reverse stock split of its common stock, effective August 5, 2025. This action, approved by shareholders and ratified by the board, aims to optimize market dynamics and align trading conditions with shareholder interests. Every 12 pre-split shares will convert into one post-split share, with fractional shares rounded up. The split will adjust outstanding options, warrants, and equity plan shares, but will not affect the par value or authorized shares. Shares will trade on a split-adjusted basis on the NYSE American under the existing ticker CLDI, with a new CUSIP of 3207-03408.
Investor news breaks. 51 Labs Inquire and UAV Corp. OTC UMA to host July 28th virtual shareholder teleconference, featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. 51 Labs Inc. Virtual Shareholder Teleconference on July 28, 2025, featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. The event will showcase the company's strategic roadmap for subsidiary 51 AI Labs, including AI-driven drug repurposing and a $1 million R&D investment. Management's $350,000 personal investment demonstrates alignment with shareholders. CEO Paul Arora emphasized the company's focus on off-patent drug repurposing and adaptive trials for global health impact. For more information, visit 51 Labs' website at 51labs.com.
Biomed News Breaks. HealthLinked Corp., OTQHLYK, launches Enterprise Healthcare Solutions website and upgrades provider directory. HealthLinked Corp., a pioneer in healthcare technology and patient engagement, has launched its newly designed Enterprise Healthcare Solutions website, www.hligroup.com, and made significant enhancements to its national provider directory. The platform serves as a centralized hub for various entities in the healthcare industry, offering tools for patient engagement, population health, clinical research, coordinated care, and cost management. The upgrades to the provider directory include faster performance and localized provider suggestions, providing patients with improved flexibility and transparency in selecting care. CEO Dr. Michael Dent highlighted the company's expanding role in the healthcare ecosystem and its commitment to scalable solutions that improve outcomes and reduce costs.
GeoVax announces research program to evaluate needle-free, self-administered GeoMVA vaccine using Vaxis microarray patch technology. GeoVax Labs Inc. has announced a research program to evaluate the needle-free, self-administered GeoMVA vaccine using Vaxis microarray patch technology. This study aims to validate a thermostable self-administered MVA vaccine platform for pandemic preparedness and global immunization. The proof-of-concept study will assess immune responses, delivery efficiency, and thermostability of GeoMVA formulated onto HD maps for administration in mice. If successful, this could lead to more potent immune responses, greater thermostability, and eliminate the need for needles. The HDMAP platform offers advantages such as self-administration, increased patient acceptance, higher immunogenicity, thermostability, and faster deployment in emergency settings. The study is conducted at the University of Queensland and supported by GeoVax, aiming to develop a thermostable, needle-free GeoMVA vaccine for pandemic response and immunization programs.
Firefly Aerospace announces launch of IPO. Firefly Aerospace, a market-leading space and defense technology company, has announced the launch of the roadshow for its proposed initial public offering of 16,200 shares of its common stock. the company intends to grant the underwriters a 30-day option to purchase an additional 2,430,000 shares at the IPO price. The expected price range is between $35 and $39 per share. Firefly plans to use the net proceeds for various purposes, including repaying outstanding borrowings and general corporate needs. The company has applied to list its common stock on the NASDAQ Global Market under the ticker symbol FLY. Goldman Sachs & Co. LLC, J.P. Morgan, Jefferies, and Wells Fargo Securities are the lead bookrunning managers for the offering. Firefly Aerospace, established in 2017, aims to enable government and commercial customers to launch, land, and operate in space with innovative technologies.
Telvantis and Adya signed strategic MOU to launch digital transformation and telecom services in Canada and internationally. Telvantis Voice Services Inc., a subsidiary of Telvantis Inc., and Adya Inc., have signed a memorandum of understanding to collaborate on telecom services, cloud technologies, and digital transformation in Canada and international markets. The partnership will focus on providing IoT connectivity services, exploring fintech opportunities, collaborating on cloud-based communication services, and expanding voice and SMS trade. This collaboration aims to bring innovative solutions to the telecom landscape. CEOs Michael Abdu and Samer Bishay are excited about the potential of this partnership to drive high-margin opportunities and enhance digital offerings. The companies will begin operationalizing the partnership immediately, with projects expected to launch in Q3 2025. Flow closes $37 million Series C round, led by Align Private Capital. Flow Corp, a Richmond-based contract development and manufacturing organization, has closed a $37 million Series C funding round led by Align Private Capital. This woman-owned firm manages private family office direct investment vehicles. The Public Benefit Corporation, focused on producing critical medicines, also received support from new and follow-on investors. With over $93 million in private capital raised and $600 million in government contracts, Flow is making strides in stabilizing the healthcare supply chain. CEO Eric S. Edwards, a co-founder of Kaleo, is driving the company's success with a focus on small molecule API development. Recent milestones include the opening of U.S.-based manufacturing facilities and partnerships to develop medical countermeasure drugs. Align Private Capital CEO Anna Nekaronik commended Flow's efforts to address pharmaceutical supply chain challenges and prevent pediatric drug shortages.
FrontSteps appoints Brad Kohlmeier as Vice President of Finance. FrontSteps, a leading provider of community management and real estate technology solutions, has appointed Brad Kohlmeier as its new Vice President of Finance. With over 10 years of financial leadership experience in high-growth companies like PopSockets and Chipotle, Kohlmeier brings a strategic vision and operational discipline to support FrontSteps growth and innovation. CEO Matt DeWolf expressed excitement about Kohlmeier's background and the value he will bring to the company. Kohlmeier's appointment highlights FrontSteps' commitment to investing in innovation, customer experience, and operational excellence as they continue to transform community association management. Kohlmeier shared his enthusiasm for joining the team, emphasizing the clear vision, customer focus, and momentum at FrontSteps.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.